Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And this is The Joy of Living. Barry Shore here, Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And we are coming to you through the magical, mystical magnificence of internet radio on voiceamerica.com. And this show is called The Joy of Living. And it's all about one reason only. The only reason we are broadcasting, the only reason you're listening is because this show is all about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E. You. Because you want to be the best possible you that can be. There's only one of you ever in the entire universe, in the entire world. There's never been, never will be again, another you. And therefore, you want to live every moment to the full and be the one that goes mad. Mad, of course, is a great acronym that means go make a difference. Because when you're living the best you possible, you make a difference. You build bridges. You bring forth love. You bring forth harmony, joy, happiness, and peace. Barry Shore here. And if you ever miss a moment of this show, and you don't want to do that, and you want to share it with at least five other people, because right now we have 254,821 people listening around the world to this show. Isn't that amazing? Over 250,000 people. So when you share this show with at least five people, give me five, and you share it with friends, with family, and especially with people who are either not your friends or you think don't like you or you don't like them for whatever reason. That is illusion. Share this show, give, and you build a bridge that creates harmony, creates friendships, and brings about a better world. And that's what you want. Remember, this show is called The Joy of Living. So go to BarryShore.com, BarryShore.com, BarryShore.com. You'll find this show today, a very special show indeed. Quite a wonderful, amazing, powerful woman who's going to be sharing with us things that are going to make you the best possible you that you can be. Now, as you know, what we do on the show, those of you who have been listening for a long time, hundreds of thousands of people, we always say hello to tens of thousands who join us every new show. What we do is we say hello to people in different parts of the world. We also work with acronyms. Acronyms are the first letter of each word of a phrase, or take a word and we break it up into its constituent parts and bring out the most positive, powerful, purposeful part of the word so that you now can add it to your vocabulary, because what you say makes a difference in what you do and what you think. And when you use positive, powerful, purposeful words, you are creating an environment that brings about benefit to the world. So hundreds of thousands of people in different parts of the world. We're going to say hello right now to two places. Whoa, this is so funny. We have cities that have exactly the same name, very different places. They both happen to be on the North American continent, which is a lot of fun. Oh, by the way, I do have to interrupt myself to warn you in advance that your humble host does use a few words. And I use it liberally because it's a lot of fun. Well, there it is right there. Fun. F-U-N-N, everybody. Huh? You say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, fun is spelled F-U-N. Not the way I spell it. F-U, capital N, capital N. Because if you're not having fun in life, you are not going to be able to reach the joy of living. So walk around, tell your family, tell your friends, F-U, everybody. Huh? Well, they have that querulous look on their face. Hey, what did he say? What did she say? F-U-N-N, with a big smile on your face. So let's say hello to people in two different cities, both in North America, been two different countries in North America, as you know, obviously, if you know your geography well. And most people listening, by the way, are outside the United States of America, so you may not know your geography that well. But here in North America, we do have two distinct countries. One is called the United States of America, and the Canada. Used to be part of the British Empire, but that stopped a while ago. So we have two cities. They're both the same name. Drum roll and fanfare, please. Da-da-ba-da. Durham, or as it's more commonly pronounced, Durham. But it's spelled Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M. Durham, North Carolina, and Durham, Nova Scotia. Now, Nova Scotia is a very interesting place in Canada, the far east of the amazingly large, oftentimes cold Canadian landscape. Durham, Nova Scotia was founded, I believe, almost the same time as the United States. Actually, the United States was founded earlier, but the time we declared independence, I think somewhere around 1776, if memory serves. And it's a very small place, a very small town on almost like an island. Not even like an island, it's an island area because it's right on a river, and it was founded by people from Scotland, and they originally had gone to one of the more interesting places in that area called Prince Edward Island, PEI, happens to be one of the most visited places in all of eastern Canada. Mostly during the summer, but even the spring. I think the population of Prince Edward Island year-round is about 8,000 people, maybe 12,000 people. And the population during the summer swells to about 290,000. Again, not everybody living there for the whole summer. They come for a day or two or three. But Prince Edward Island is quite a dramatically beautiful place. But in the late 1700s, early 1800s, when it was originally settled by the Scottish immigrants, it was too harsh to this other place called Durham, which is a little more, by a few degrees, a little more warm. I wouldn't say warm, but certainly not as harsh an environment. And today, the population is all of 872. So we say hello to the people from Durham, Nova Scotia. But of those 872 people living there, four people are listening to us at this very moment, which is in complete contrast to another amazing place called Durham. Durham was settled, I think, in the late 1600s, early 1700s, as part of the Carolinas. They were both South and North Carolina were one place at one time, and then broke apart just before the American Revolution. But Durham is a very famous place today in the United States because it's part of what's called the Research Triangle region, which is anchored by Duke University, and it's a national leader in medical and health research. It's just a beautiful place. I think a population currently about 275,000 to 280,000 people. And it's famous for several other things in addition to university and art centers and just a beautiful place. But it has one of the more famous, what they call minor league baseball teams in the country, the Durham Bulls, B-U-L-L-S. People flock from all over to come see. I am called Bull Durham. So that's why they're called the Durham Bulls. The Bull Durham is one of the finest sports movies ever made because it was a movie made about hope. And that's really what we talk about in this show. So we welcome right now 1,235 people listening to us from Durham, North Carolina, and the four people from Durham, Nova Scotia. We say hello both to the Durhams and welcome you. Now, as I said, everything is about based on hope and the ability to look for the good. Because when you're doing that, you are able to break through the the malaise that affects most people. And that's why we use acronyms. So one of the most famous ones is WWW, which if you ask most people, say that has to do with the internet. You're right. It does have to do with the internet. But WWW, when you work in the joy of living, stands for what a wonderful world. With a hat tip, of course, to Satchmo for making that song go viral around the world. What a wonderful world. That's what WWW stands for. And when you understand that, then you can ever learn. Smile. Just saying the word puts a smile on your face, right? Smile is an acronym. Keep this in your being. Smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Can you get better than seeing miracles in life every day? That's a wow, isn't it? And wow, of course, is another great acronym, which stands for words of wisdom. Because when you hear something that really resonates, your jaw drops and you just say, wow, words of wisdom. WWW, what a wonderful world. And smile, seeing miracles in life every day, allows you to begin to understand that when you say thank you, you're making a difference. Just learning how to say thank you. Because thank is another great way of understanding life. Thank means to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Because when you're doing that, you're living life to the full. And what is life? But living life, living for eternity. And our dear friend, Holly Glasser. Holly is a woman of great, vibrant energy. That's why she lives in love. Love is another acronym you want to living on vibrant energy. And that is what Holly is all about. She's going to join us in just a couple of minutes on the other side of a break that we're going to take. And you're going to meet one of the more dynamic, positive, powerful, purposeful people you'll ever have the pleasure. Remember, the reason you're listening to The Joy of Living is because this show is all about you, Y-O-U, and fun, F-U, everybody. Have fun, F-U-N-N. When you do that, you'll smile. Seeing miracles in life every day. So join me now in getting ready to welcome, on the other side of this short break, one of the greatest people you'll ever have the pleasure of listening to. She might even sing a little bit for us, and she will certainly inspire us, and we'll come back right after this message. See you. Don't go away. Bye now.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com. Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Enjoy.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And talking about good, we have, as I mentioned to you, wonderful, dynamic, powerful Holly Glasser. Holly is going to say hello in just a moment, and when we do, we're going to ask her a big question. And get ready, put on your seatbelt, because she is unleashing love, which is living on vibrant energy. Welcome, wonderful Holly. Please say hello to our worldwide audience.
Hello, everyone, and hello, Barry. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's absolutely a delight. And Holly just shared with me something that we talked about. People from Durham, North Carolina are on the listening to the show. Well, she's been to Durham. She's seen the Durham Bulls, and she grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina. So how fun is that? Talk about power of the mind and the power of faith and goodness. Talk to us, please, wonderful Holly. Give us some insights in what it means to have the power of faith and the power of the mind.
Yes, so our minds really are so powerful. Even just last night, I was telling Barry, everyone, that I said to myself, I would love to be on a podcast. I'm seeing podcasts are booming and popping everywhere. And I get up this morning, and I'm looking at quotes on Twitter, and then I get a call from Barry. And we had been talking a little bit before over the last weeks. And he said to me today, would you like to come on my podcast today? And it was so last minute, and I just thought, how beautiful that yesterday I was saying I would like to be on a podcast. And today, Barry was prompted to call me last minute and do this. And we had been talking about it a little bit before, but just the fact of voicing that thought and then it coming into reality within 24 hours, to me, is beautiful. And faith in believing in our dreams and seeing them come into fruition, and it's really, they can become so tangible in such a small amount of time if we really hold on to that and believe that we can do it. So I am a huge proponent of believing that we can achieve what we are hoping to, and when we use our minds to push that dream into the future, it becomes something in the present. So, yeah, Barry and I talking this morning is a perfect example of that being manifested in reality.
That is just so wonderful to share with people, the concretization of your thought process. Listen to what she just said. She fought it. She acted upon it. She didn't just think about it. She did something. She started researching, looking on Twitter, because thought plus action. So when she was able to and visualize and emotionalize, it happened, because Holly is not that different than everybody listening. Remember, this is all about you making a difference in the world. She has gone mad. She is mad. And we love her for it. I'm going to say a word and give you the acronym for what it stands for, Holly, and then you're going to talk to us about, because I think this personifies you. The word is CREATE, C-R-E-A-T-E, CREATE, which stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Talk to us about being creative.
Yes, well, everything starts with the mind. So if you want something to come into the present, some dream of yours, it starts with your thoughts. So make sure that your thoughts are positive. And Barry, that is what I love about you, because even if there's something negative around you, you find a way to even turn that into something positive. And you're looking for the best in people. And you say that it's about other people. And taking that off of yourself and putting it onto others and just sharing so much love and light, that is also something that we do that creates more life for not just others but ourselves. So when we're operating in that positivity constantly and pushing away the negativity, creative mindset, creative play, and our vision and our dreams and our reality become manifest in that positivity, in love and faith and encouragement. That's when we are most creative, and that's when we are most productive and most fruitful. So these are the things that I'm really walking into in my life. And so that is when I am being connected to you on this parallel path in our lives, because this is the journey that I'm now on. And I can say that last 2 years, I struggled a lot to remain positive through many struggles and strongholds that I had to overcome in my life. And my song talks about that, overcoming strongholds. But really the power of overcoming strongholds and obstacles and negative thinking is positive thinking, and really weaponizing your mind with truth, you know, and buckling down on the truth and just being indefatigable, you know, just not letting anything penetrate your core, not any lie penetrate you. And then you become a force to be reckoned with, and you emanate that out into others, and you become a ray of sunshine, which is what you are. So you are emanating light, and you're passing it on to me, and now we can share it with others, and then they're going to be sharing it. And so we are just creating this force field of life and creativity and positivity and energy around us, like the sun, basically.
As I mentioned, everybody, you are just feeling the nuclear power of this amazing being. I just want to emphasize a few points that she made, because she's very modest, and which, by the way, leads into she.
I try.
Holly has a listen to this. She has a magazine, and it's not just a magazine. It is a, I should say, it's a romp through beauty. It's a magazine online. It's a magazine that's in print. She also is an artist in terms of voice, and we're going to be putting up on the site her latest song. And she is, as she mentioned, overcoming those things which she calls strongholds, I call strangleholds, because she's stuck to something. She used the word manifest. The word MIND, M-I-N-D, is an acronym that stands for Manifesting Inspiring Noble Deeds. Because when you manifest inspiring noble deeds, then you're living in truth. And this is what Holly does. Truth, by the way, you love this, Holly. Ready?
Truth yes, stands I'm ready,
for
Barry.
Total reliance upon the hidden.
Wow.
The good
oh, that's
Lord
so beautiful.
Knows what it is that you want to accomplish. And when you focus, like you said, on your core, there is not a thing in this world that will hold you back, because they may appear to be strong, they're not. They may appear to strangle, they don't. Now, please, Holly, give us some indication from things you've been doing that allows you to overcome what we'll call the naysayers. What do you, I think you mentioned before, they have to be a what you call a self-thinker. What is that?
Yes. A self-thinker. I just wrote an article on that for EV Magazine, which is a new women's-based magazine. And it is so beautiful. It talks about beauty in our culture, but not just in outer beauty, but inner beauty, which is also what my magazine talks about. And being a self-thinker really is you are not basing your actions or behaviors off of the majority necessarily. You're blazing your own trail, and you're okay if others maybe even disagree with you. In fact, one of the quotes that I was looking at on Twitter today that I shared with Barry this morning is, all great thinkers are initially ridiculed and eventually revered. So really, being a self-thinker, you've got to be okay to blaze your own trail and not necessarily agree with the masses, because they might have jumped on a bandwagon that was incorrect. And so being able to blaze a trail and be a pioneer, and that's so important. Being a true leader is, you know, being a leader is you have to not necessarily listen to what others are saying, because they might be wrong. All great thinkers are initially ridiculed. You might have a lot of people that don't agree with you or put you down or even bully you. But eventually, if you keep going in this positive direction and leadership and blazing your trail in the correct mindset, eventually those who were the naysayers are going to become your admirers and your followers. And it's not about receiving a following or being admired, really. It's about them finding that shift within themselves. And leadership isn't about telling people what to do. It's about showing them. So really, sometimes if you want to be a self-thinker, you have to show people through your actions and not just your words, but really be okay with being unique and be okay with being different, you know, especially if there's any children listening in the back of their car with their parents or anything. If you're getting bullied in school for doing the right thing, like, don't give up. Know that you're doing the right thing, and just know that you are actually a silent leader to the ones that are bullying you. Stay strong. Don't give up.
So fabulous. There were two words I just wrote down. Not by mm-hmm. We're leading not by telling people, but by showing. Mm-hmm. When you show mm-hmm. people the way and not asking them to follow you, only by showing mm-hmm. love, which is living mm-hmm. on vibrant energy, showing joy, beautiful. Jubilating, observing, and mm-hmm. yearning, demonstrating that, then naturally you're creating bridges that bring people together. This is so wonderful. Now, yes. Holly, I'm going to ask you to start talking about your Myth magazine. And I was not lisping then. It's M-I-T-H. So we only have a couple minutes before we go to a break. But just begin to tell us mm-hmm. something about this wonderful, dynamic, powerful magazine called Myth. M-I-T-H. You got about a minute before
yes.
we go to a break.
Okay, Myth stands for Modest is the Hottest. So Myth Magazine is a fashion and entertainment magazine for the up-and-coming artists in acting, music, singing, dance, fashion design, and we really focus on inner beauty and using your talents to give back to the community. So there's a lot of leadership as well there. So Modest is the Hottest. You know, well, modesty in fashion isn't always the norm. So my magazine goes counterculture. It's a little bit rogue. It's blazing a trail in a new direction. It's just something different. And modesty helps us focus on inner beauty more than outer beauty. And there's nothing wrong with outer beauty either. And both can work and coincide together in harmony. So my magazine really helps to harness both kinds of beauty, inner and outer, and make them be the most brilliant as possible.
I love it. I wrote down something you just said. You used the word rogue. So there is a magazine mm-hmm. out in the world called Vogue, which is very nice, beautiful. It tends to focus more on outer beauty. You are rogue, going on inner beauty plus outer beauty. We never separate in of itself is just that. It's beautiful, and it emanates from the inside out. It also is attractive. Remember, what we're doing is attracting people to want to know what is good, what is true, what is loving, what is joy. Mm. And that's why it's always important to focus on doing good and looking for the good. Remember, you're good looking. You're good looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. So wonderful. Okay, Holly, I'm going to ask you a big favor. That is Myth, M-I-T-H. That's myth.com. Is that correct?
Yes, mythmagazine.com.
Magazine, everybody, M-I-T-H, magazine.com. Go there, but we'll be putting it up on the site. We're going to come back to you in less than 2 minutes, and we're going to have more of Holly. And look, we could do hours with mm-hmm. Holly, but we're going to do more of Holly when we come back. So don't go away, and we'll see you on the other side of this short break. Bye now. Have you thought about talking to somebody, but were unsure of where to start? BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with a licensed professional counselor, caring people specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Join BetterHelp and get help at your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video and phone sessions or text your therapist worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's a truly affordable option, and Joy of Living listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code JOYOFLIVING. If you've been wanting to talk, you can get started right now. It's safe, secure, and easy. Go to betterhelp.com/joyofliving. Simply fill out the questionnaire and get matched with a counselor you'll love. I use it. That's betterhelp.com/joyofliving. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's DLYTED.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. DLYTED.com. Enjoy. There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Dear, wonderful Holly, wow, we've been asking her to stay, and she's going to talk now a little bit about, we talked about MythMagazine.com. We spoke about her song. Speaking about a song, let's talk about a little bit more about modesty and then authenticity. Tell us about modesty and authenticity, wonderful Holly.
Yeah, modesty is really the word most often used to describe my magazine, and the modesty element is tasteful. Tasteful is how my magazine is described. And I know that in culture right now that there is a lot of freedom of self-expression, and some people can come to me and say, well, I don't want to be modest. And I said, you know, I'm not here to tell anyone how to live their life. But for me personally, in my own journey, and with the talent that I feature in my magazine, modesty, again, as I said, is to really focus on the inner beauty and the confidence there. And it goes along with authenticity as well, because in modesty, you're able to show who you really are. When you are confident in yourself, sometimes for myself, I don't feel the need to show as much of myself because I'm not seeking validation or approval. That comes from within myself. And not to say that if you want to show more skin, for example, that you're necessarily insecure, because I think there are very many, multiple people who are confident in themselves and they simply want to show more. But for myself, I found on my own journey that showing more skin for myself was when I was looking for outer validation. When I was able to find that from within and in my faith, then I was able to show less of my body and more of my soul. So to me, my magazine is more about the soul part, and the beauty that we show outwardly, the beauty that we show outwardly sometimes can take the focus off of the inner beauty. What's going on? Are we loving? Are we kind? Are we patient? Are we sincere? And if we are so beautiful on the outside, but we're missing the parts of ourselves inside that are so essential to defining our soul, then we're really only half a person. So when I post a photo of myself on Instagram, for example, if I'm looking very, very sexy, but there's no substance, there's no authenticity about my journey, there's nothing about my story, it's just a beautiful photo, am I really shifting culture? Am I changing lives with that beautiful image? And that's what I'm talking about. I want to do more than just share physical beauty. I want to share an internal beauty that is lasting, that is eternal, an internal, eternal beauty. And these things, to me, are very important. And therefore, we create stories that leave a lasting legacy, not just for generations, but for the nations. And I really have a heart for generations and the nations. And authenticity is sharing your truth. And when you're vulnerable to others, that doesn't necessarily mean being physically vulnerable and showing your body. It can be sharing your story and your heart. So really, the heart focus of Myth and the inner beauty is so essential to telling this story of the magazine. And not everyone will agree, but this is what I have found works for me, and there's a lot of others that are in agreement. So, yeah, that's what Myth is all about.
Stunningly beautiful, because you used words that are powerful, positive, purposeful, internal, eternal. Listen to the movement of those words, internal, eternal. And Holly shared with us something fascinating. Holly is a good-looking woman. She's a good-looking woman physically, and she's a good-looking woman because she's looking for the good. She mentioned that when she, as a woman, in our particular culture, and I say this as a man, when you show more skin, what you're doing is you are soliciting more outer validation. By definition, that diminishes the inner. When you don't, when you want to be authentic and therefore more vulnerable, which is very difficult for a woman, much more so than a man in our culture, when you're vulnerable and yet showing less, which means you're showing more of you, you will get past the stranglehold, the stronghold, and burst through, because that is what the good Lord says. When you are have total reliance upon the hidden, there is nothing that will stop you, because powerful, positive words, as we said, everything has to do with WWW, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. I'd like to hear from you, wonderful Holly. Can you tell me something from your background? Again, you're a relatively young woman, very young compared to me, of course, very young woman. Is there a book or two that actually helped influence your thoughts and your life?
Yes, and I first wanted to just touch, a couple words came up as you were speaking about the hidden really quickly. The hidden is the mystery of who we are, right? The beauty of mystery, right? There's nothing more beautiful than seeing a woman veiled on her wedding day, right? Because of the hidden beauty there, that her husband is waiting for her to walk down the aisle and discover sacred places of her, in her mind, body, and soul. And our bodies are sacred, and our bodies are temples. So really, I just wanted to add that in what you were saying. And as far as tying that into the books that really shaped me as a child, I'm going to speak more about previous books, not present books, because there are three books that spoke to me the most. Well, the first one was a biography on Clara Barton, who was a war nurse during the Civil War. And she really used her mind, her body, and her soul to shift culture, and she was a true leader. She would go out on the battlefield while wounded soldiers were there during the Civil War with bullet shots grazing through her dress, and she would feed the wounded soldiers with soup that had been watered down, with whatever else she could find in the kitchen, saltine crackers, whatever she needed to do, she would bring canteens of water. And I was so inspired by her as a little girl. I would save wounded animals, like a wounded bunny rabbit, or help my dog, you know, get ticks off of her. And I just loved to nurture. And so reading her story, she started out taking care of animals too. And not only did she save wounded soldiers, but she later founded the Red Cross. And she got to meet Abraham Lincoln. And just how she used her whole being, mind, body, and soul, to create a legacy to help others. And to me, this is just so harrowingly beautiful. That was the first book that really shaped me. And my grandmother got me the dollar store, of all places, when I was, I think, 9 years old. My second favorite book was when I was even younger than that. My second favorite book was The Little Engine That Could. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
Yes. Oh, everybody loves that, I hope. By the way, we're talking to a worldwide audience, so this may be very sort of United States-centric. But if you don't know the book, and again, we're talking people from all over the world, look it up. The Little Engine That Could. I think I can. I know I can. Please tell me more.
In that children's book, there is a story of a train that breaks down that's carrying toys to children across the town. And so this little tiny blue engine decides to hitch her engine onto the toy cart and take it over the hill. And she's so little, and she's not a huge freight train, right? And just the awe of the inspiring beauty about someone so little and childlike being able to accomplish something so huge. And I don't know if there are any Game of Thrones fans out there. Well, I'm sure there are. So if you're listening, last night, if you saw the last episode, I don't want to ruin it, too many spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen it, but the children The young girls in the Game of Thrones episode last night were the most heroic of all in their acts. In a battle scene, they were the ones that were fighting onward, more so than the grown-ups around them. So I really think the beauty of, even if you're a child, you have the opportunity to change the world. And with that positive mindset of, I think I can, and also as an adult, keeping that childlike mindset, you know, that being like a child can sometimes mean that we are rooted in faith, because it takes faith to believe in certain things. And if you don't have the mindset of a child, how can you accomplish this? So really the beauty behind that phrase, I think I can, is rooted and grounded in the concept of a child's mind of pure faith. And that is what I love. And I will always carry that story with me and read it to my future children, and to share that concept that also we can nurture the youth with resilience to prepare leaders for a future generation with the mindset of the faith.
This is just so empowering. I just want to recap a couple of things that Holly did mention. Clara Barton, it's almost too fun in today's world. Here she's talking about the American Civil War, 1861 to 65. So most people don't even know that it existed, even in the United States of America. But to talk about a woman that not only was amongst hundreds of thousands of men and gained their respect and their honor because of how she carried herself, what she did. She was an angel in human clothing. Mm. And she only was there for one reason only, to be of benefit. Just like everybody listening to the show. The show is called The Joy of Living. And it's all about you. Y-O-U, just like Clara Barton didn't only care about one thing, bringing benefit. That's what you really want to do in the world. That's what Holly does. And that's what everybody here, hundreds of thousands of people listening, I urge you again, if you miss a moment of this show, go to barryshore.com and you'll find this show. Share it. It needs to be shared because why? Clara Barton started the Red Cross. Think of that. The Red Cross, which serves millions of people around the world every day. And it's all based also on the little engine that could, because there's no such thing as a little engine. Everybody is part and parcel of the world. Holly, I want to ask you one other question that's really been something that, now that I'm listening to you more and more, what language do you speak other than English and the language of love? Have you ever been able to learn any other languages? And by the way, we have only 30 seconds. So if there's an answer that you want to give in 30 seconds, we're going to come back. And if you can stay for a couple of minutes the other side of the break, that'd be great. Can you do that? Just tell me, is there any other language that you know?
Hablo español. I speak Spanish fluently. Oh.
That's so wonderful. And you didn't grow up speaking Spanish, so you went out of your way to make sure that you learned another language so that you could learn to communicate even from deeper within. Is that correct?
Sí, señor. Es la verdad.
Okay, so I'm asking Holly, please stay on for a couple of minutes on the other side of the break, okay? And we'll see everybody back here in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away. There's more Holly for you.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com. Would you like to donate to your favorite cause without costing you a penny? Of course you would. Delighted.com is the one place where you can learn how to shop your favorite brands and give money to your favorite cause at the same time. Please go to Delighted.com. That's D-L-Y-T-E-D.com. Your favorite brands and causes have paired up with Delighted.com. Get electronic gift cards in seconds. Have a night out, travel, or just make your everyday purchases. And remember, you are giving to your favorite cause without spending a thing. It's easy and good. DLYTED.com. Enjoy.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have been deeply diving into good with wonderful Holly Glasser. Holly is an artist, an entrepreneur, publisher of a magazine, a songstress, a person capable of articulating the glory of life and the joy of living. And you've been hearing about numbers of things she just mentioned, about several books that she has found has changed her, enabled her to catapult herself. One was a biography of Clara Barton, or the story of Clara Barton, the founder of the Red Cross. Another great book called The Little Engine That Could. And it doesn't matter if you're 4 years old, 44 years old, or 84 years old, it's worth reading again. One of the things I'm going to do now is ask her if she'd be kind enough to sing a minute or so of one of the songs that she recorded called Like a Drum. So welcome back, Holly.
Thank you so much, Barry.
Thank you. Would you be kind enough? We just left you and she just told us that she learned Spanish, but that's another language. And there's another language that moves the soul, and that's music. That's music. Would you be willing on the spur of the moment to just sing us a minute or so of your song? I think it's called Like a Drum.
Yes, absolutely. Put me on the spot and I love it. My song is called Like a Drum. Is about your heart beating like a drum. Stronghold, you can't hold me down now. You can't steal my crown now. No, 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 no. I'm like a bird that escaped from the cage. Look, 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 fluttering away. So high above you, I'm not afraid. You could never catch me anyway. My heart beats like a drum. Da 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 da. My heart beats like a drum.
That is so empowering. I'm going to share with you a great word. Everybody knows the word happiness, right? Everybody's striving for happiness. Here's happiness is an acronym, and this is what Holly is all about. You ready? Happiness stands for helping all pursue purpose in nobly expressed soulful song.
That's
Yeah, remember, wow, words of wisdom, because WWW, what a wonderful world. So when you can put somebody on the spot and they're willing to sing to hundreds of thousands of people on the internet just like that and live it and love it. Again, we're talking about a being that admitted to us, and this is really where I want to put an emphasis for the moment. Don't think that people come out of the womb and all of a sudden they're singing joy, happiness, peace, and love directly from the one above. You have to go through a birth canal to come out and be alive. In life itself, it's also oftentimes a birth canal to go through what she called a stronghold or a stranglehold. She's now bicoastal. Yeah. She's going back and forth from New York City to Los Angeles, two very different environments, and yet the environments are both filled with people, human beings. There is nothing greater in the world than a human being. There is nothing more destructive in the world than a human being. However, a being with consciousness pushes aside so much darkness, so much negativity, that with Holly sparking our beings. And again, I'm saying thank you, Holly. I'm going to ask you to just stay for a couple more minutes. And if you'd be so kind, there was to ask your opinion about. And that is something from way off the wall. It's called hockey. Well, it happens to be, I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. So right now I'm having a lot of fun because the Boston Bruins are in the playoffs for the Stanley Cup. But one of the greatest hockey players of all time said a quote that really resonates with life. What is, do you remember that quote from Wayne Gretzky? What did he say?
Yes, and I will say, some argue that Michael Scott was the first one to say that. So Wayne Gretzky and Michael Scott, I'll attribute it to both of you. The hockey player Wayne said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Wow. So that, to me, W-O-W, words of wisdom, means take the shot. Go for it. Don't hold back. Don't show skin. Show heart. Heart is the same letters as earth, because when you are earthy and your heart is there, yes, of course there's going to be some pain, but guess what? Who cares? Life and for legacy. Holly, it is so wonderful to have you with us today. Truly thankful. Everybody, mythmagazine.com, M-I-T-H, magazine.com. We're going to post her song. You can hear it in all its glory. We're going to post the books that she mentioned and some of the quotes. And just feel the power of this vibrant being, this enormously amazing, loving, giving being. So I'm going to give you a big thousands of people and then wish you goodbye. You ready for this? Is that okay?
Say, yeah, go ahead.
One, two, three.
I received that hug.
Thank you so much, Holly. Everybody, we're waving.
Thank
hello
you, Barry.
Bye. And we will speak to you very soon.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Best wishes. Bye.
And take the shot. Take the shot.
Woo! That's a great parting shot. Take the shot. So here we are on The Joy of Living. Barry Shore here. Remember, this show exists for one reason only. You. YOUEWE. We talked about WWW. What a wonderful world. We talked about fun. Go around and tell your family and your friends, F you, everybody, with a big smile on your face. F-U-N-N. Remember to add those two capital N's. Fun. Because when you have a smile on your face, what are you doing? You're seeing miracles in life. When you do that, you can become a thanker. There's hardly anything better in the world than to say thank you. If you want to start out in life and learn to live a life that's going to be a legacy, then make a concerted effort to say thank you 7 times every single day. Do as I do if you can. Write them down. That's the beginning phase. Now, once you get better at it, you say, I'm ready to go for the next phase. I want to become better. I want to be a professional. Professional is 15 times a day. Say thank you. Because remember, thank means to harmonize and network kindness. Because when you are being kind in the world, you keep inspiring noble deeds. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always. Keep inspiring noble deeds. When you do that, you can get to the top level, become an adept. An adept means that you will be thanking 26 times every single day of your life forever. You will be creating a legacy. You will be building bridges. You will be living the joy of living. Go to BarryShore.com, explore, look around, and find all the wonderful, free, fun things to do. F you, everybody. You'll find Holly's information. You'll find other people that we've had. You'll find the Keep Smiling cards. You'll be able to tap into that vein of goodness that will allow you to take the shot, to live on vibrant energy, to go forth into the world, to live the blessing, to spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. See you soon. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.